Well, hello, endowed ladies. Simone here. I wanted to take this opportunity to say goodbye to all of you, as I will no longer be the host of the Endow podcast since I have left Endow. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to say goodbye to all of you and to address all of you, because I've gotten to know so many of you at Endow because of the podcast. And so many of you started Endow groups because of the podcast, which was the thought actually behind the podcast when Laura Zambrana, our director of content, conceived of the idea in 2019. And then when we started it in 2020, and I thought that Laura was crazy. I thought, what, a podcast? Are you out of your mind? But in fact, I think she had a prophetic impulse, because we didn't know at the time that we were going to be in lockdown during COVID and that the podcast was going to become a really beautiful and crucial way for us to be in communication with each other. And so I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for the amazing, amazing feedback, kind words, encouragement about the podcast, and all the times you reached out to me saying how something that I've covered or a guest that I had on, or tackling a theological or spiritual issue was helpful to you. And so I'm just so grateful to all of you for giving me this privilege of hosting the Endow podcast. I will truly, truly miss it. I will miss you all. And I look forward to seeing the Endow movement continue to spread to every town in this country, and also internationally, as it already has and is beginning to do at a greater pace. So I want to say thank you to all of that. And for those of you who've been listening from the beginning, I think you've noticed kind of an evolution of the podcast. We began with just really addressing the concept of the feminine genius and issues related to women and women in the church, and what does it mean to be a modern Catholic woman, and how do we navigate third wave feminism with its varying ideologies on the concept of woman. And then you'll notice that we did a lot of podcast series based on our studies as a way to kind of whet your appetite, encourage you to have your in-person groups, and also to provide further accompaniment for those of you who are already doing Endow groups with those studies that we recorded on. And then as we sort of refined our mission even further, 2021, 2022, you'll notice that the podcast took another turn, where we really were looking at the prophetic value of church documents, which is really something that, of course, Endow has always been about, looking at the writings of the saints, especially the female saints and doctors of the church, but also in a very unique way, not just John Paul II's letter to women or his apostolic letter, Mulieris Dignitatum, on the dignity and vocation of women, which are our touchstone texts on women that really launched the Endow apostolate and movement, but expanded to other church documents such as Lumen Gentium, the dogmatic constitution on the church from the Second Vatican Council, Deus Caritas Est, God is Love, Pope Benedict's Christmas encyclical, his first encyclical as Pope, Redemptoris Mater, Mother of the Redeemer, John Paul II's document on Our Lady. So there, again, our curriculum and is so rich and so robust. And so the idea of the podcast then being, how have these documents done what they're meant to do, which is to transform the lives of women through engagement with the life of the mind and through engagement with the mind of the church. And even beyond our curriculum, looking at documents that we have yet to cover in our curriculum. And so this idea that the writings of the magisterial documents, the writings of the popes, have a prophetic value, meaning that what they're saying to us here and now about what's happening in our culture has real impact in our discernment as women, in our discernment of our feminine genius, our unique feminine genius. And so taking a look at the document, the teachings of the church, the philosophy and theology of our faith in light of what it means to be a woman, and then in further cultural context, in light of what it means to be a woman today with our own unique challenges of the day. It was something that I think is such an exciting part of what it means to be part of this movement, but also very exciting in terms of looking at the documents with that lens, not merely as an intellectual exercise, but as an intellectual exercise ordered to transformation of the whole person, to a true education where the heart and the mind are transformed. And in that transformation, we become clearer on who we are uniquely as women, our unique feminine genius, and then become the cultural game changers that we were meant to be in our families, in our churches, in our communities, in the world, which is really not just John Paul II's vision as articulated in Letter to Women and Mulieris Dignitatum, but really a priority and initiative of the Second Vatican Council, that it's the hour of the laity, that it is time for the laity to really get out there into the world and be the light and be the salt of Jesus Christ. But what's fun about Endow is that it was not just about the laity, about women and our unique contribution within that broader lay vocation, so to speak. So as you can see, this is something that I'm so grateful to have been a part of in the last 4 years. I look forward to hopefully staying in touch with many of you and look forward to seeing what the Lord has in store for Endow 2.0. Bye.